Hi guys, how are you? And welcome to the show. Those who are listening now or those who will listen to it later, I'm glad you're here. I actually did a show this morning about an angel who works with us. And some of you guys are very new to, you know, spirituality, metaphysics. What I want to make sure that I'm really, really clear, you know, as I said, my name's Cherie, and I've been able to see angels since I was three. But I always look at the angels as the arms of God, you know what I mean? And so it's always nice to know that you've got a lot of comfort and you're never alone. And goodness gracious, that's important, isn't it? Have you ever felt like, oh my gosh, I'm in a jam, I don't know how to fix it? And when you just slow down and meditate, which I always say is like listening, because you were always asking, right, please God help me. We always do that out of fear, don't we? And I know that to be true. And, you know, when we ask, when we meditate, we're asking out of fear. Or when we pray, we're asking a lot of times out of fear. And when we listen and, you know, when we meditate, that's what I call listening. I do a lot of guided meditations and I've created some, right, too, as well. But when we listen a lot of times with a meditation, you know, then that means we're asking in prayer and we're listening for the answer. So may I make a suggestion? So this is something, the attitude of gratitude is super important. I know a lot of us want to manifest money, love, great family relationships, right? Like choices, wellness, you know, and all those things. But the best way to do that, and Wayne Dyer has a, if you look him up on YouTube, you'll see, he has a great meditation to you know, that shows gratitude and one that helps you sleep at night. So I'm going to not go into that too much, but what is the attitude of gratitude? Being thankful for what you have, even when you don't have it yet, right? Because, you know, God, our angels know our prayers before we even ask them. Is that not the coolest thing, right, that God knows our prayers, the angels know our prayers before our needs or wants? I'm going to go, not our needs, because our need means that we live in lack. But when we learn that we come from a place of desire, right? So, you know, I need a guy, I need a woman, I need a job, right? Instead of saying that, say, I desire a job, I desire a relationship, I desire a great family relationship, whatever you want, right? Just come from desire rather than need, because need is lack, desire is abundance. So, you know, so when you say, thank you, God, thank you, angels, thank you for, you know, some of you guys are Catholic, some of you grew up in a different kind of religious church or, you know, synagogue or mosque or, you know, Buddhist or whatever. But when you really ask from desire, and to say, thank you, God, thank you, angels, thank you, higher power, higher part of yourself, right? Thank you for letting me have this or giving this to me. Then I promise you one thing. You may not believe it yet, but when you ask from that place of desire, it's going to come. And it's going to come with a lot of joy. And you don't. And then you're going, well, Tree, I've prayed for, I've meditated, and I get so fearful. Listen, we all do, and I get it. At times, but just say, you know, when you do that, you say, okay, whoever you pray to, Jesus, Buddha, I always call Jesus Jeshua because he's Hebrew and Jeshua is his Hebrew name, but just say, hey, Jeshua, Buddha, my higher power, thank you for giving me this. You may not have it yet, and that's okay, but when you come from that place of desire, of really appreciating and believing for maybe a second, 60 seconds, that you can have it, it will move mountains, right? So that's what I want to share with you. So what I do every night before I go to bed, or try to anyway, is like give three things that I'm really grateful for, you know? And so today I'm super grateful for meeting some amazing people, talking today, and, you know, and also I'm grateful for, you know, to get, by the way, you guys don't know this, but I'm starting a university, super excited about it, and we've got some amazing things that we're creating, and it's a mind, body, spirit, so, you know, I've got the body, I run, and I work out, I'm so grateful for that, And I've got a large following, which I'm super grateful for. And I also got the Body Park, which I'm an Herbalife distributor, and I use the products, and they're amazing for me anyway. So just so you know. And so that's, you know, I'm grateful for that today. I'm grateful to meet some amazing new people that are have come into Angel Coaches, or that have come in to be distributors, you know, and getting the health and wellness out there to people. Because you know what? We don't take care of our body. It's the only one that's got to, it's got to last us a lifetime. So I'm super grateful for that, because I went through some real health challenges a few years ago, as we all have. We overcome them. Eventually, hopefully, right? So that's something there too, is the attitude of gratitude. Maybe you want more money, right? You know, or maybe you want more prosperity. So, you know, I do something every morning. I pray and I meditate, right? And I write down, you know, what I'm grateful for. I also have, and I just started doing this because I heard it the other day, so maybe this will help you. I have a 15-minute meditation using my own voice, because you know what? If you're hearing your own voice, that means you believe in yourself a little bit more, and sometimes that's a problem, right? So I say, I am deserving of money. I am deserving, and I've got a figure that I write out, $70,000 each month, okay, that I write out. I write three things at night and during the day. Sorry, I'm getting a little bit off track. And I'm grateful to have $70,000 every month that I earn from whatever, you know, from my Herbalife, from, you know, my clients, from my life and spiritual coaching. So maybe, you know, you can do that too as well. In 15 minutes, I'm grateful to have these things that I would like to create, and I'll list them out. I am grateful, because if I say I'm grateful, grateful means that I've already have it, right? And your mind doesn't know past, present, and future. It only knows what you tell it, okay? So I'm grateful, and so my mind's thinking, okay, I've already got it, you know? And my emotions may be different, but that part of me that's connected to all that is says, oh, wow, I am grateful to have the man of my dreams, and I do. You know, I wanted to have a place where we have a jacuzzi and a pool, right, and our private pool. And so about 6 months before I moved in here, every day I would write that I am grateful to have a home, you know, three bedrooms, a fenced-in yard, and a pool, and a private pool. And that's what I have, okay, the jacuzzi and the private pool and the fenced-in yard. And, of course, I've got the two dogs. I'm grateful to, and then, you know, I had something that that I just, man, just coming together for me, and I kept saying it. But just when you have the attitude of gratitude, you got to surround yourself with people, like-minded people. Okay, so tonight, you guys are surrounding yourself with like-minded people, because there are people that are listening to this show tonight and or later that, man, support you. They've got your back. And because have their back, right? That's super, super important. So, you know, have the attitude of gratitude. You know, when you write it down, or you're saying, you know, I have a recorder that for, I just recorded this. 15 minutes, I'm listening to things that I am grateful for. I'm grateful to create. I'm grateful to deserve everything good that I want to and that I'm creating. You know, like I said, this house that we live in. The money that I'm, you know, making, the some issues with my heel pretty recently, and it's getting better. And so I'm really grateful for that. I'm grateful for my animals. I'm grateful for my guy. I'm grateful to be able to travel, you know, because I want to take him on an African safari. This is a surprise for him. He doesn't really know it yet. So I'm working with a friend of mine that she told me about it. And so now we're putting it together. Not her, but she told me about it. So I'm putting it together with another friend of mine. So, you know, I'm grateful to be able to take him on that, and myself too, right? And nothing like hanging out with lions, tigers, and bears. So anyway, that's what I'm doing. I hope that helps you. And, you know, and just, you know, make a recording 15 minutes in the morning that you can listen to it while you're waking up, or while you're before you go to work, or maybe in the car, right? And so just do that. Wouldn't that be great to be able to train your mind to think like you can have more? Remember, it doesn't know any past, present or future. All your mind knows is right now. Okay, so, you know, you don't have to worry about what you did yesterday, because if you tell it today that you're going to be wealthy, or I'm grateful to be make lots of money, whatever you want to do, and I promise you that your mind will do that. How cool is that, right? So anyway, I don't know if you guys have any questions, but send it to me, and I appreciate everyone that's listening now, listening later. Take care, and enjoy your Tuesday night. Bye now. Oh, by the way, I'm going to do another quick 5 or 10 minute, an angel of the day and a message. So this morning I did Metatron, so listen to it if you like. And then tomorrow I will do another one. Okay, tomorrow morning. All right, I think I'm going to do it at 8 o'clock. No, you know what? I can't do it tomorrow because I've got a really busy day. So I don't think I'll do it tomorrow. But what I will do is I'll do it on Thursday. I've got to be somewhere quite early tomorrow. All right, everybody, take care. Have a great now. Bye.